Good morning, John. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning.
Let's talk about the Bendigo Airport service. I know you've used it. I've used it before, and it's got a new service now. It starts in October.
Yeah, look, I use them. I think they're really, really good. Clean, professional vehicles, run on time, fantastic. I use them to the airport and back when I don't fly. But they've got a new service, which is called Cruise Ship Shuttle Bus. So starting in October, they'll take you to Station Pier to meet your cruise ship. So
now that's in Port Melbourne, is that right?
Yeah, it's in Port Melbourne. Yep. Yeah, Port Melbourne, Station Pier. So they take you to Princess Cruises and Carnival Cruises at the moment. For some reason, the other ones aren't listed. I'm not too sure why, but by the time it happens, that's October's still a fair way away. Hopefully, they'll do the other cruises as well. But it's from October this year.
That's a pretty good service, because in the past, you would have had to get to the city or to the city, I guess, Melbourne, and then get your way out to Port Melbourne.
Yeah, people either generally catch the train down and
get a taxi, would you say?
Or? A taxi, or that you can get a tram.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, they have to get someone to drive them. So
it's going
to
be handy.
It's convenient for a lot of people.
Next one is, this is a promotion. You've got a special. You have to book a cruise this month. So you've got to the end of the month, and it's for travel between the 1st of December and the 31st of January next year. And you've got a great prize to give away that you could win. Airfares, cruise, accommodation, the lot.
Yeah, this one's with our business partner, Cruise Co. So they do specialise in cruises, obviously, by their name. So if you book a cruise for travel between 1 December and 31 January, as we've already said, anywhere in the world, you're going to prize draw to win a cruise in Asia. And the actual prize is worth 10 grand.
10 grand?
10 grand. It's a fantastic prize. So it's return airfares here to Asia. It's a seven-night luxury cruise aboard the Cruise Co Adventurer, which is all soft drinks, beers, spirits, and onboard gratuities. So it's a seven-night cruise from Siem Reap to Ho Chi Minh. You've got deluxe accommodation for 2 nights at the Raffles Hotel in Siem Reap and 2 nights at the Caravelle Hotel in Ho Chi Minh. Breakfast daily, lunch and dinner, and extensive sightseeing with expert local guides and transfers and taxes. So a full-fledged holiday for a week. Awesome country, 10 grand for nothing.
We talk about Princess Cruises from time to time, and this is for travel 2019-2020. They've got some unique trips.
Yeah, look, this one's is looking fair way in advance, but we try and plan ahead for our clients. So we've got some group allocations we've got booked, so no one else can grab them. So I've got interior cabins, ocean views and balconies, so something to suit everybody. And some of the cruises I brought in today to talk about, one of them's a Fiji Cruise Ex Melbourne, which is very rare. I haven't seen it before that I can remember. There's a lot out of Sydney and Brisbane, but this one's out of Melbourne. So it's Melbourne return to Fiji. And by the look of the map, it also drops into Vanuatu on the way. So that's a fantastic holiday. Let me just remind you what date that runs, because I've forgotten off the top of my head. That one's in November 19. So it's a fair way away, but there's spaces there if you want it. Another one that you would look at, ex Melbourne, which is very rare, is a Queensland Coast one. So it's out of Melbourne, goes through Sydney, Newcastle, Brisbane, up around Cairns, and a few different spots up in Queensland.
That's pretty rare as well, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I don't think I've seen one before ex Melbourne. So it's a fantastic opportunity. That one's again 2019. I've got a couple others that are a little bit unusual that are worth considering as well. And I have been on a couple of Princess Cruises, and they do look after you really well. I'd probably say they're 4.5 star. Fantastic. So I've got an ex Melbourne one as well, which goes around to Fremantle. So you go out Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, you do Cairns, you do Papua New Guinea, you're going to do Darwin, you're going to do Broome, you'll end up doing Geraldton, and you'll end up in Fremantle in Perth. So fantastic holiday, and that's really, really popular with a lot of people, the around Australia ones. And if that one doesn't suit you, we've got another one as well, which is out of Sydney and ends up in Perth as well. So again, it touches the Solomon Islands, that one. So
there's something for everyone there.
There is something for everyone. And the other one I wanted to mention that I hadn't spoken about at all, but it's an ex-Melbourne one that ends up in Cape Town.
Okay.
So Cape Town, you go across through Perth, you do Thailand, Singapore, touch on India, you'll do Mauritius, you'll do Madagascar, you'll touch on Tanzania, you'll end up in South Africa and Joburg and Cape Town. So a really, really nice cruise as well. That one's a longer one. It's a 53-day one, so you've got to have the time and the money. But there's some beautiful cruises out there that are a little bit different for people that have been to the Pacific Islands a few times and want something a little bit different.
Come and see you and talk to you about Princess Cruises.
Yes.
I know you worked last Saturday, John, so it'll be the girls on today. Would that be all right?
The girls are on today, and I should be on the golf course
in
a couple of hours.
Can we mention their names? Have you checked the roster or not?
Yes, it's Michelle and Hannah this week. So Hannah's our new trainee, and she's very good. So come along and have a chat to them, and they'll help you out with whatever you need.
Bendigo Travelling Cruise open this morning from 10 Corner Mitch on Hargrave Streets. Thanks, John. Enjoy your golf. We'll catch up next Saturday.
See you, everybody.